Chapter 1. The Wrath of Yappy. Having less than a year to live doesn't feel great. But it's worse when you're in a cop car that smells of armpits, cigarettes, and dog poop. "Don't New York City cops ever clean their cars?" Cass Williams mumbled. I turned my nose to the half-open window. Allie Black was at the other end of the back seat, but Cass was stuck in the middle. Outside, music blared from a nearby apartment window. An old woman walking a chihuahua eyed us and began yelling something I couldn't quite make out.
"Okay, what do we do now, destroyer?" Cass asked.
"Jack is still my name," I said.
"The destroyer shall rule. That was the prophecy," Allie replied. "And your mom pointed at you."
"We were invisible! She could have been pointing at—" My voice trailed off. It was after midnight, but the way they were both glaring at me, I felt like I needed sunglasses. I was beginning to think throwing that last loculus under a train might not have been a great idea.
"Look, I'm sorry. I really am, but I had to do it or everyone would have died. You would have done the same thing."
Allie sighed.
"Yeah, you're right. It's just an adjustment, that's all. I mean, we had a chance and now..."
She gave me a sad shrug. "We're dead," is what she didn't say. A genetic mutation was on target to kill us before the age of 14, and I had sabotaged our chance to be cured. 7 loculi was what we needed. Now one of them was in pieces under a train. I sank back into the smelly seat. As the car slowed to a stop in front of a squat brick police station, our driver called out, "Home sweet home!" She was a tall, long-faced woman named Officer Wendell. Her partner, Officer Gomez, quickly hauled himself out from the passenger side. He was barely taller than me, but twice my width. The car rose an inch or so when he exited.
"Your papa's inside, dude," he said. "Make nice with him, and make sure we don't see you again."
"You won't,"
Allie replied.
"Wait!" cried the old woman with the chihuahua. "Those are devil children!"
Officer Gomez paused, but another cop waved him in.
"You go ahead," he said wearily. "We'll take care of Mrs. Pym."
"I recognize her," Allie whispered. "She's the person who shows up in movie credits as crazy New York City neighbor."
As Officer Gomez rushed us inside and down a short, grimy hallway, I eyed my backpack, which was slung over his shoulder. The loculus of flight and the loculus of invisibility formed 2 big, round bulges. He had peeked inside, but not too carefully, which was lucky for us. Officer Wendell walked ahead and pushed open the door to a waiting room. Dad was sitting on a plastic chair and he stood slowly. His face was drawn and pale.
"Officers Gomez and Wendell, Washington Heights Precinct," Gomez said. "We responded to the missing persons alert, found them while investigating a commotion up by Grant's tomb."
"Thank you, officers," Dad said.
"What kind of commotion? Are they in trouble?"
"Healthy and unharmed."
Gomez unhooked the pack and set it on a table.
"We had reports of noises, people in costume, gone by the time we got there."
Officer Wendell chuckled.
"Well, a few weirdos in robes near the train tracks picking up garbage. Guess the party was over. Welcome to New York!"
Dad nodded.
"That's a relief. I'll take them home now."
He reached for the backpack, but Officer Wendell was already unzipping it and looking inside.
"Just a quick examination," she said with an apologetic look. "Routine."
"Officer Gomez did it already," I pointed out. Before Gomez could respond, a sharp barking noise came from the hallway. The old lady was inside with her dog. Officer Wendell looked toward the noise. I reached for the pack, but Wendell pulled it away. She opened my canvas sack and removed the basketball-sized loculus of flight.
"Nice," she said.
"A world globe,"
I blurted. We have to paint the countries onto...
What the...
Officer Wendell's hand had hit the invisible second loculus.
It's nothing,
Cass blurted out.
Literally,
Allie added. Wendell tried to wriggle the loculus out.
Is this glass?
A special kind of glass, Dad said. So clear, I'll bet you can't see it.
Wow,
Wendell said.